Stop 28, directions to Anne Boleyn on trial. With the display containing a crowned Tudor rose emblem on your left, continue walking to the end of the chamber, keeping the wall on your left, and pass two mounted upright cannons. When you reach the wall at the end, turn right, take a couple of steps, and then turn left to pass through a wide doorway into the next chamber. Take a moment to feel the large wooden door on the right-hand side of the doorway. It's the oldest door in the tower, dating from the 1200s and has an enormous keyhole around head height. Pass through a second chamber and go through a door diagonally on your right at 2 o'clock to the gift shop. Immediately on your right as you enter the shop is a small tactile display with a replica helmet, gauntlet and metal chainmail that can be touched, accompanied by Braille interpretation. With the tactile display behind you, walk straight ahead for approximately 4 metres and then turn right and walk through the shop for approximately 20 metres to a large smooth wooden doorway. Pass through the doorway and go diagonally left at 10 o'clock for 3 metres until you reach the end of 3 flights of wooden stairs that turn back on themselves. Go up these and remember you can pause the audio until you're there. At the top of the stairs, turn diagonally left at 10 o'clock and walk for approximately 8 metres and exit the White Tower through a set of double doors. You will come out onto the Broadwalk on the north side of the White Tower. Pause the audio and head outside. The next stop is about the trial of Anne Boleyn and is on the south side of the White Tower, close to the entrance that we came in by. With the White Tower and the exit behind you, turn right and walk along the boardwalk for 22 metres until you reach the corner of the White Tower and the wooden sentry box. There'll be some obstructions in the form of staircases and benches along this route to your right. Keep walking straight ahead for another 12 metres, keeping a low fence on your right-hand side, and then turn and follow the fence around to the right. Walk straight ahead for approximately 75 metres down a sloping path which has an uneven surface. There are obstructions on this route in the form of benches and bins on your right. Stop when you pass a mature tree on your left and a double bench on your right. The huge lawn on the south side of the White Tower opens up on your right behind a low fence. When you get there, play the next track.